CLX Mobile, monitoring.
4DDQ, KM4DDQ, this is KJ4UAO. DDQ, KM4DDQ, this is KJ4UAO.
ABH Mobile.
HKO4HKX, how are you today? Andrew Limited?
And I apologize, I am terrible with names. What was yours again?
We spoke last week, one day.
Remember the call sign. For whatever reason, I'm better with those than I am the names.
Feel bad, me too. Parker getting off.
When my day is off, I'm actually riding to pick up the kids.
Last week.
Hit a bad spot. I didn't catch that last.
How you been doing the last week, Andrew?
Good. I was planning on hanging out on the radio today. I have one little antenna project, and I estimated it'd take about an hour, and it took about six.
What's your radio?
Well, this is actually for a CD that I was going to throw in the house since I had it laying around, and there's a group of hams here in Anderson that talk on Channel 40 on a regular basis, no set schedule or nothing, but I figured what the heck, I'd just throw up a little, put me together a little half-wave dipole, and I had it in the attic, and I wanted to move it out outside, and like I say, I was just throwing it up on a mast that was already there, and I don't know, I guess once you start those things, I have all these ideas of things I want to do to make it absolutely perfect, so an hour turns into five or six.
So, they on Channel 40 single sideband, upper or lower?
Through SSB, they just do Channel 40. And I was listening to it a little while ago once I got it up, and there was nobody talking. There's a few of them that get on during the day. I think some of them are retired and just kind of sit around the house, and that's all they do. But I know one guy, his name is John, he lives about a mile from my house. He's the one that kind of told me about it. And I usually, it's funny, on the nights they do the net for the repeater down here in Anderson on ANMID. I'll listen, and that's usually when they're hanging out on Channel 40, because, like I say, most of them are hams, so they're usually checking into the net at the same time they're chit-chatting on Channel 40.
Good to know, Andrew, but I'm going to have to hop off here. I've got a customer coming up to the truck. It's good to hear from you again, and I'll say 73KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Stay safe out there.
I see you, Patrick. K1ABH clear.
Yay, Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
That when folks hear our two calls go out at the same time, I bet you they think that we've been out flying again.
High percentage chance that they would be correct in that assumption.
Change repeaters, 10-6 CLX.
CLX, W4DJW.
I understand what he said. I understood when he said he was just joking. I didn't catch what he said the first time.
I think he doubled with somebody, because I heard something, but I couldn't understand what it was. It was like two people doubling.
Oh, well, I'll do it again. I said I change repeaters when I hear those two calls.
Hurt my feelings.
Well, you're still here, so that can't be true.
Just joking. N6CLX. I'll say it until everyone gets it.
Hey, listen, I'm just like a bad habit. I keep coming around. Great day flying, Dave. I just wish we could get a little bit more in tomorrow. Mama's got me so busy tomorrow, I'm not even going to be able to come out tomorrow. Oh, and I seriously doubt Saturday.
Long day to study logs. I created a whole bunch of log data today, so I need a day off from flying to study the log files. And it's beneficial. Every time I do that, it gets better and better, so don't sweat it.
I hear you say that you need a day off from flying again. That's just a sacrilege now. Hang on.
Well, sometimes you got to study. You got to understand what's going on, right? Sometimes that takes studying.
You know, every now and then you got to wind up like me, nose down in the dirt.
I know. I got a whole bunch of airplanes that have not flown since I started this mission. This mission. Well, pun intended. Yeah, like the Burt Rutan Quickie hasn't flown. I haven't finished the strike. The senior tailmaster isn't covered yet. So there's a lot of things suffering for this.
Wait, so you still got to convert the strike, right?
To go out on an autopilot to start with. It's going to be its very first maiden flight was going to be a hand launch from an autopilot. It's a good thing I decided I would figure out how that works on a Tiger Stick first, because that could have been a disaster.
If you like that strike, you can't get them anymore, can you?
No, that's one of those kits that they don't make anymore. But I had the plans, so if I had to, I could do the CAD-CAM on the plans and cut out a new kit. But nothing's ever like the original.
Well, yeah. But anyhow, fortunately, we're getting all that stuff worked out. Now, by the way, how did that base station sound? You started to say something over there when I was on that 2 meter in my building over there. What were you going to say? I mean, how did the audio sound? Was it clean?
It was, but it sounded like the mic didn't need quite as much deviation as you were giving it, like you could have moved it back a couple of inches, but not much, just barely. I mean, if you think about it, when you're talking on that one, hold it a couple inches further away than everything else, because it's got really good modulation all by itself.
Okay, I'm going to have to turn that mic gain way down then. Yeah, that's what I'll have to do. Yeah, I don't know if you heard it today, but KB4CBA got on that radio and was talking to Bill N4IQ, and Bill couldn't understand him, and I kept telling Dave, don't eat the mic. He was holding it right up to his mouth. As sensitive as that thing is, no wonder he couldn't hear him.
W4DJW. Well, it's a good thing I'm not the only one that came up with that analysis then. That kind of backs me up a little bit. I feel a little bit better about telling you. I wasn't going to tell you at all, but you twisted my arm.
There's another one that just hurt my feelings. I'll tell you what. No, that's proper constructive criticism. Nobody should be offended by proper constructive criticism.
That's true, but you can get carried away with that too, right? I mean, I remember people used to come on here and you could barely understand what they were saying, and Steve would say, no, they're fine. I can understand what they're saying. Don't worry about it. That's the other extreme of that scale. The trick is finding the neutral, the balance in between the two.
Yep, I know what you mean. Well, in the meantime, I'll keep my fingers crossed on that little bit of transportation, and, man, if that works out, shoot, I'll have something I can drag my granddaughter around and get me one of those tents to go on the back of it. We can go camping in that thing.
Get off campers.
Yes, I have, and yes, I have gone by to check them out, and no, I cannot fit in one. They're too short. They are fine for a man up to 6 feet tall, but beyond that, no.
Amy wants one of those things. Every time she thinks of it, she says, are we ever going to get one of those? I don't know. Well, I told her maybe David will upgrade. He's got one. Not the YQK David, not the CBA David. He's got one. He's wanting to upgrade it. So maybe if he puts his up for sale, we might get it. You can tow those things with a car. You don't even need a truck to tow them.
With a bike, you can almost tow them with a bike. Now, I tell you what, and have you seen the cost on them brand new?
Now, who's looking to tow it?
It develops all its horsepower and torque up on the high end of the RPM range. You'd have to have something more like a Honda Goldwing or, you know, or a Harley Electroglide or, you know, something of that nature. You know, something like a V-twin that developed its torque down on the lower RPM. But no, those things, I think you ought to go online and look at the cost of them brand new. You will go into sticker shock. And I mean shock.
Good video where somebody built one. They just got a trailer, and they built one of those on the trailer, and it's very economical. Maybe that's the intent, and maybe somebody just took that and decided to build a process around making it and making them and making a killing off of them. Sounds like it. What's the base price, do you remember?
Last time I checked, one with a little bit of stuff in it, we're talking north of $10,000.
Take every bit what the Hayabusa's worth. I couldn't do that.
If you let the Hayabusa go, there's your camper.
I know, that's why she keeps asking me. It was her idea to buy the motorcycle, now she wants to sell it and get a camper. But I think she'd go camping one time, and that would be it. Camping's a lot of work.
I hate to say this, but at our age, when you get off of a mattress that you're used to, you don't sleep that great.
I'd rather be flying anyway than spend 3 or 4 days in the woods.
Up on that too now, because you pull one of those out to somewhere like the Parkway, or you head out and do a long road trip, go to somewhere I don't know that I'd take it to the beach because that just gets too hot. You know, there's not a lot of way that you can cool one of those. But you take it out west, somewhere like the Rockies, oh man, that thing, you can just pull up anywhere and go to sleep.
It'd be kind of nice, I don't know. We'll have to see. She does want one, though. She keeps saying it over and over again. And that's been going on for well over a year, so I think she really does want one.
Well, listen, I believe that there is a place where you could rent one for a weekend just to try it out. Let me do a little bit of research. I know you can rent motorhomes, and I know there's a couple places where you can rent tag-along campers, the ultralights, you know, that you can put behind a regular 1500 series truck. But I'm thinking that they've also got a couple of those teardrops that you can rent. Let me check that out, because that could sure save you a lot of aggravation if you took one out for a weekend, let her see what it's really all about, and then go from there.
That's a good idea. I think I'd a whole lot rather do that. But she just called. They just touched down, so I got to talk to her on the phone. Anyway, have a safe trip the rest of the way in. KN4VWA, W4DJW.
Well, I'm going to get you in trouble and see if I can't find out where that teardrop rental place is. Have a good evening there, bud. Go analyze that good stuff tomorrow. And I will talk to you again soon. And 73's KN4VWA, clear.
W4DJW, clear.